More about Aaron Alexis now, the man who opened fire inside the Navy Yard complex in Washington, in the process killing 12. We know he told police in Newport, Rhode Island this summer that he thought he was being followed and heard voices in his hotel rooms. AP News correspondent Matt Small joins us now. Matt, we know that police passed on this incident report to the Newport Navy branch, but do we know if it got passed along from there?
It's unclear, and that's something we're sure to learn as we continue to find out more about the 34-year-old and the situation.
Now let's talk about the Navy Yard in specific. How do we get back to normal now? Is there a new normal, and is the building or the complex open for business today?
Good question. What I can tell you is Mission Essential personnel is deemed by the Navy have returned to work this morning. It is open for business, and the facility is urging those staffers that can to telecommute. Other employees are being allowed to return to retrieve their automobiles from the parking facilities. There are a number of them there. Access to Building 197 and the entire facility is still an active crime scene, and access to Building 197 where the shooting took place remains off limits.
That is AP News correspondent Matt Small. Matt, thank you for joining us on Reporters Roundup.
You're listening to Reporters Roundup, a closer look at the stories making news each day on WBZ News Radio 1030.
WBZ News Time 12:43.